This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's leader Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav elected as Vice President of Nepal. President Ram Chandra Paudel stresses government's attention to boost up confidence of players. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says cabinet expansion is likely in next week. And International Criminal Court issues Russian President Vladimir Putin arrest warrant on Ukraine war crime allegations. Now the news in detail. Janata Samajwadi Party, Nepal's parliamentary party leader and former minister Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav has been elected as the vice president of Nepal. In the voting held yesterday, Yadav was elected by defeating Astalakshmi Shakya of the CPN-UML and Mamta Jha of the Janamat Party, receiving 30,328 votes. The three were in the race for the vice presidential election. Yadav received support from the Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre, the CPN Unified Socialist, including the ruling alliance in the election for the third vice president. A total of 311 federal lawmakers and 518 province assembly members took part in the voting. The voting weightage of a federal parliament member is 79, followed by 48 of a province assembly member. The polling centre for the election was set up at the new Baneshwar Best Federal Parliament building. The term of the vice president is 5 years from the date of election. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the cabinet will get its full shape by the 24th of March. Talking to media persons after the meeting of the investment board yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said he was planning to take the vote of confidence on the 20th of March. He further said within 3 to 4 days after taking the vote of confidence, the cabinet would be expanded to its full shape. He further said after the election of the vice president, all the coalition partners would come together to discuss the matter of the cabinet expansion. The Prime Minister clarified that there was no problem in the cabinet expansion. Earlier in the meeting of the investment board, the Prime Minister held discussions with investors of 11 mega projects laid by the board. On the occasion, he took stock of work progress of the projects lead in public-private models and projects laid by private sector investors. Investment Board Joint Spokesperson Ramesh Adhikari said after listening to the problems in projects execution put forth by the investors, Prime Minister Dahal assured them of addressing the issues. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has announced to full state a Nepali cricketer selected for one-day men's World Cup qualifiers with a cash prize of 300,000 rupees each. Prime Minister Dahal announced the cash prize while honouring the players at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday morning. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal directed the National Sports Council to immediately install modern flat light and scoreboard at Kirtipur Best Cricket Ground. The Prime Minister also committed to making necessary arrangement to accelerate construction activities of cricket grounds at different places of the country. Likewise, the Bagmati province government has decided to award the Nepali cricketers. The province government announced to award the players with a cash prize of 100,000 rupees each for their historic achievement in the game played. President Ram Chandra Paudel has said that the government should pay attention to boost up confidence of the players. At a function held yesterday at the president's office in Sheetal Nivas to congratulate Nepali players selected for the World Cup cricket qualifiers, President Paudel stressed the need for enhancing infrastructures in the sports sector. The president congratulated Nepali team on being selected for the World Cup cricket qualifiers. He noted that the Nepali cricket team has heightened the country's prestige and pride. On the occasion, Cricket Association of Nepal CAN chairperson Chatur Bahadur Chand urged President Paudel to take initiatives for garnering adequate support for cricket quality enhancement. President Ramchandra Paudel has applauded the role played by the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, in the development of Nepal's tourism. During a meeting with a delegation from the NRNA at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Paudel pledged to take initiative for addressing the concerns raised by non-resident Nepali. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kajisrestha, says efforts are going on to complete the pending projects. During his on-site visit to various locations of the Kathmandu Valley, Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said he had been on continuous monitoring of the work progress in the project sites. He further said he would not stay just by issuing directives, but he would make the contractors accountable through constant monitoring. Indian President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated President Ramchandra Paudel on his election to the post of the president. In a telephonic conversation yesterday evening, Indian President Murmu also wished President Paudel a successful tenure. Dr. Suresh Chalise, the foreign relation advisor of the president, said during their talk, the two presidents expressed a belief that historical and mutually respecting bilateral relations between Nepal and India will get further enhanced in the future. On the occasion, President Paudel extended an invitation to the Indian President Murmu for Nepal's visit. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to the BBC, the court alleges he is responsible for war crimes and has focused its claims on the unlawful deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia. It says the crimes were committed in Ukraine from 24 February 2022, when Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Moscow has denied the allegations and labeled the warrants as outrageous. According to BBC, it could affect the president in other ways, such as being unable to travel internationally. In a statement, the ICC said it had reasonable grounds to believe Putin committed the criminal acts directly as well as working with others. It also accused him of failing to use his presidential powers to stop children being deported. U.S. President Joe Biden has called on Congress to tighten regulations to enable accountability for executives of failed banks that have been rescued by the government. In a statement on Friday, Biden said leaders of banks that collapsed due to mismanagement and excessive risk-taking should face fines and bans from working in the industry. He made the comments after two U.S. financial institutions, Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, and Signature Bank, went bust, raising fears of a broad economic fallout similar to the 2008 financial crisis. On Friday, Biden reiterated his assurances that the U.S. banking system is resilient and stable, adding that he is committed to accountability for those responsible for this mess. Thousands of people are believed to have lost their savings after investing in a cryptocurrency trading app called iEarnBot. According to BBC, experts who have investigated the company said it could be one of the largest crypto scandals to date. Trading in cryptocurrencies has become popular, with people often promised large rewards over short periods. But law enforcement agencies warn of a growing number of scams and recommend investors conduct due diligence. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the Tarai regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's leader Ram Shahaya Prasad Yadav elected as Vice President of Nepal. President Ram Chandra Paudel stresses government's attention to boost up confidence of players. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says cabinet expansion is likely next week. And ICC issues Putin arrest warrant on Ukraine war crimes allegations. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.